Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Derek Chief McFadder? Good morning, sir. Calling you from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, okay? Your name was chosen at a random, and your individual answers are confidential, okay?
This is about what?
Yes, this is just, we're conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you just a couple of questions about issues facing your community and the nation, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Is it white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American
black,
Indian?
Black.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
I always vote.
Probably vote. And what is your age?
For me, 66.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any of the numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
What did you say, 10?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that would be 10. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following the news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely.
I always look at the news. Whatever they say, I'll be looking at it.
Okay, so would you say very closely, somewhat closely, or not that closely, or
always
not at all?
Closely. Always.
So, very closely. Is it very closely, right, or somewhat closely?
Yes, I said always.
Okay.
I mean, I always look at the news, see what's going on in the world.
Okay, all right, and regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
That's confidentiality, man. That's confidentiality.
No worries. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
I'm satisfied right now. No soul in the damn White House.
Okay, and when you hear about the inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The Federal Reserve rising interest rates, or Republicans in Congress, or the COVID pandemic, or the Biden administration and their policies? Last, big business and corporate price gouging and greed.
Well, some of them is not what you say, but... It's the rich, trying to get rich, pull it pull.
Let me write this down here. The rich, trying to...
Getting it. Everybody's about to meet Joe Green. Looking out for each other.
And agree. Thank you. Let me just, I wanted to go ahead and write that down to there. It's very important for your information there. Now, I'm going to just read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of the Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all, and you can use any number from 1 to 10. The first one is fighting back against racism and discrimination. Do you think that's not important at all? That's 0. Number 5 is somewhat important, and 10 extremely important. You can choose from 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Second would be reducing crime. How do you feel about that one? Is it not important
crime
at all?
It's going to be here no matter what we vote on about crime, because people are going to do what they want to do.
So would you say that's not important at all, zero, or five, somewhat important?
It's important, but, you know, it ain't going to work out for people that got minds of their own.
Yes, but if you were to rate it from 0 to 10, how would you...
It's important. 10.
Okay. Third one is ensuring our borders are secure. You think that from 0 to 10, how would you rate that one?
50-50.
From 0 to 10, with that 0 being not important at all, 5 being somewhat important, and 10 being extremely important. You can choose either or.
It's important. 10.
And then we have reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
That's a 10.
And creating more jobs and raising wages.
Well, the jobs is here. Just got to raise the wages.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and take that one. Switching gears here a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve? Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job? Is that a strongly approve or strongly disapprove or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one being Cornel West.
Never heard of him.
Okay, and also we have Donald Trump.
Heard of him.
Would that be from 0 to 100? How would you...
What do you mean?
No, yeah, you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel.
I feel 0.
Okay, and also we have Black Lives Matter.
90.
Yeah, from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Yes.
Okay, so that'll be 100. Mitch McConnell.
0.
The U.S. Supreme Court.
50.
The Democratic Party.
I'm a Democrat, so... 100.
What was that? What number?
100.
Okay, and Joe Biden.
I say 75.
And Kamala Harris.
75.
Okay, that'd be 75. Okay, I know it's still a long way off. But if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democratic Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If you're undecided, you can choose
Biden.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden,
Biden
or Donald Trump? Okay. How worried are you about the threat of the white supremacy and hate crimes to the black people in America today?
Not only black. I'm worried about all nationalities, the white supremacists.
Okay, so would you say very worried, somewhat worried?
Asian.
All the races.
And what about their own color, white, because they just hate.
So would you say that is very worried or somewhat worried?
I'm very worried.
Very worried? Okay, so switching here just a little bit now, I'd like to read you two statements about the important issue facing our communities. So just please tell me which one of the following statements do you agree the more? The first one is statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase persecution of criminals, and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our communities safer. Or statement B, we do not need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence intervention programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get to the root cause of the crime to make our communities safer. Do you agree somewhat more or much more with statement A or B?
B.
Is that somewhat more with statement B or much more with statement B? Would you say
B?
Okay, so
I said B.
So is that somewhat more statement B or much more statement B? It just gives me two options, that's why.
Somewhat.
Okay, and there we go. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administrations are doing? Is it yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, so that'll be yes, a lot. And has what you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Would you say much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, or somewhat more unfavorable, much more unfavorable?
Favorable.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Much more? Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, just tell me how important it is to you, okay? How important is the accomplishment is that to you? For example, the first one is capped out of pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year. Is that very important? Somewhat?
Very important.
Very important. Second one is created infrastructure laws, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important?
Very important.
Okay, moving on. Invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allow people to continue to access home care and raised wages for home care workers. You think you would say that's a very important, somewhat important?
Very important.
Very. Okay, provided $123 billion in new funds for upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investments in K-12 education. I think that's very important, somewhat important, or not very important? Not at all important. Okay. Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to be the Supreme Court, the first African American woman to ever hold that position. Do you feel it's very important or somewhat important? Not very important. Not at all important.
It's important.
Okay, so we'll go with the very important. Okay, great. Now we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years. I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Is there strongly or somewhat?
I approve.
Yeah, but would you say strongly approve?
Somewhat, I approve because I think he's doing a good job.
Okay, but it's giving me
strongly
the
approval. Strong.
Okay.
Come on now.
All right, I'm just moving along as fast as I can, sir. Now, I'm just going to read you some of the reasons. Thank you for your time, sir. I really do appreciate it, okay? going as fast as I can here. I know your time is very valuable. Now, I'm just going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means is very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means is somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First one it is. Well, let me just quickly read it, okay? They're like statements. We are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They've attacked our reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history, by trying to ban books on slavery and even attack the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as a norm, as a new norm, normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going to back to Jim Crow. Would you say from 0 to 10, 0 meaning not convincing at all, 5 being somewhat convincing, and 10 being very convincing.
10.
And the last statement here is, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some of have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off the quote entitlements program, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents. Do you think that 0 is not at all convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing statements?
Very convincing, 10.
That would be a 10. Okay, sometimes over the course of surveys, people's opinions change. Just let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote this year. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. 0 means 10, that'll be extremely. So what stood out the most from the arguments that you just read? The statements, yeah, the two statements that I read to you, what stood out the most that you could remember? What stood out the most from the arguments you just read? Remember the ones we rated from 0 to 10? Do you remember anything there? That way I can just write it down here, your opinion.
About racism?
The richest?
Huh?
Yes, do you have any opinion on what stood out the most to you from the... You were breaking up, sir. What was that? I'm sorry, you were breaking up. I really want to get your opinion.
I have none.
Okay, no worries. Have...
No worries. You asked me a question.
That's fine. You were breaking up. That's right, sir. Okay, great. I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days.
I don't use apps. Shut down. No apps.
You don't use no apps. So Apple News would be?
None.
Snapchat?
None.
Instagram?
I said none.
Yes, but I'm just going to... I just got to read you 4 more, and then that way I can mark them down, because I cannot answer them for you. So I know you're telling me that you don't use none.